Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, Thursday evenings live at 7:30 p.m. Real talk for those who live outside the matrix. Call me now and join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hail me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo or visit me at conversationswithcleo.com. Become a part of the economic evolution. Red or blue? You decide, star. Most of the CD, sitting, thinking, sighing, dreaming, crying under she. Tall glass of ice, Coca-Cola on the side, a bag of barbecue chips, pen and paper, rustling leaves, chimes, glistening sunlight. I feel safe, quieted and tranquil. Never really paid much attention to her in the beginning. I respected her grandeur, her wisdom, her experience. Too smug or too stupid to be humbled by her presence, her power, her gifts. Ah, and how she loved me. Even when I didn't show love back, her patience for my loving recognition endured. While I wonder, could I have risen to such an occasion? I sound selfish, I know. She loved so many. Why do I believe I was special? Because she showed me so. The signs and the lessons shared without judgment, why count when the list continues? Carved initials, a poem about love, a wild orchid, and assorted tokens of life. Strange, but not really, I had no idea how important Mongo would be until I lost Anne-Marie. I miss you, Mommy. So used to running to her to dry my tears, listen to my rants, and to love me like the Creator made me. That's what she said, and that's what she did. When she left, there was nothing but space. No matter where I ran, I had no place until I found myself under the mango tree. My first tears fell on that day while I sat under the tree, waiting for a phone call I really didn't need, cause I already knew. Sometimes it sucks to be me. She had finished her human journey. Every moment I miss her, wishing she was still in this dimension. I miss her even though my heart and mind conspire to deny my loss. 3 months doesn't seem long unless you are waiting for the pain to stop so you can move the fuck on. You have to live life, baby. Don't let life live you. And the mango tree echoes the old lady's words because she continues to live life. In spite of the asphalt parking lot more than 150 years old, she has observed the human condition, watching generations come and go. And she is still teaching from beyond, reminding me all the while that energy does not die, no boundaries known. I see her more clearly every day, often while sitting, visiting, chatting and laughing under the mango tree. The pain hasn't gone away, and the tears fall from time to time, sometimes for no reason at all. Grief is a strange thing. Je vous aime, mommy. At the end of a long day, I'd like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometime. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home. What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without care? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we speak? What if time is something man-made of? What if we all have the power to create and heal? What if Scotty really can beam me up? So many possibilities. I sat for a moment without thinking, quietly, and then it occurred to me, what if this is simply part of the journey? And when I return home and you're in the area, stop by for a visit and let's have some fun. You can usually find me hanging out on the seventh rock from the sun. What if? You know what? Give us some love, motherfuckers. Clap your hands.
Give us some love, motherfuckers.
That's how we work in here.
That's some good shit.
All right, my dears. Welcome to Conversations with Cleo. It is Thursday evening, 7:30. Well, a little bit more, 7:38. To be exact, it is November the 21st. It is a wrap, my dears. This is the season finale for season 2, if I got all of that together. I've been sipping my little tea, drinking some seltzer water, just kind of going over the vibration of the season and actually the year, this being our first year with Blog Talk Radio. But I want to set the tone right off the top. You know, for the last 2 years, I have ended many of my shows with the following: 50% of the people aren't going to like you, so you take all of your energy, all your love, all your heart, and you spend it on the 50% that do. And I want you to take that, and I want you to make sure you keep it close, put it in your pocket, put it in your pocketbook. Make sure you always have access to it when the haters come at you. And now I'm going to arm you with a new one, and this one comes from a source called Osho, which it was pointed out by a very, very dear friend of mine. I consider him teacher as well. And this is the one that I will carry with me for the next few years, I do believe. Creativity is the greatest rebellion in existence. Now take that, and I want you all to get warm with that one. You understand? I want that one to be at the front of your mind every day.
because every day somebody's trying to squash your creativity. And if you truly want to be part of a rebellion that is more than war, that creates things, it doesn't destroy things, then be a part of that creativity rebellion. By the applause soundbite, you all must know I'm ready for tie it up, and we're going to have a good time. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. I know that it has been a number of weeks since we've done it live, so I appreciate all of your patience. You know, as I was kind of moving through the show tonight, and for years I've talked about shows, my best shows happen organically, you know, and you can do all of the planning in the world, and sometimes you just plan yourself into a headache, you understand, because what is going to be is what is going to be. And I have been on the internet radio cyberwaves since September of 2008. And my first show was called V Radio. And some of you may be saying, Ms. Cleo, what did V stand for? Well, I looked at a couple of other names of radio shows, but things were taken. I was on a channel at the time called Libsyn. And it was Liberated Syndication, and it was for indie podcast hosts. And there weren't a whole bunch of them then yet. So this is a while back, because it's ballooned in the last 5 years. It really has taken off. And I wanted to put together a show that was for those who celebrate the fringe. I'm not talking about the show. I'm talking about the concept of staying well far away from all of the asses in front of you, you know, herds of sheep. You can't see anything when all you can see is the ass in front of you. You need to be on the outskirts. You need to be on the fringe to have a clearer picture, a different perspective. And so, you know, titles like Fringe Radio was already taken, that kind of thing. And then I said, okay, well, I work with something, you know, that was catchy. You know, you're trying to keep it all moving together. And I thought about, well, V is a very interesting letter. Many, many wonderful words start with V, you know, voluptuous, voodoo, vagina, and that kind of went there because I'm a lesbian. And there were all of these, you know, valiant, you know, all of these magnificent words that started with V. And I said, okay, I'm good with V Radio. So it was V-E-E Radio. And I had enhanced the, well, never talk about the logo. Anyway, we won't go there. And so I did that show. I covered, you know, the 2008 election. And so I kept it very political, very social, and metaphysical at the same time, trying to hit on the areas that meant most to me. And then after about a year and change, I guess, I created a show that I co-hosted with a friend at the time, and she owned this little coffee house, really kind of funky throwback to the 60s and the 70s kind of vibe. And we would do a live audience show, and we would record it, and we would put it up. We were still on Libsyn, and we would put it up. And the show was absolutely out of control. It was out of order. We were two menopausal women in front of a live audience with a microphone between us. And right at about that time, the economy was tanking. You know what I'm saying? People had found out that Bernie Madoff was a fraud and that he had ripped off some really, really rich people. So really, really rich people weren't so rich no more. And every day the news was bad news. You understand? It seemed like nothing could come out of television. Everybody seemed to be in a bad mood. And she and I were menopausal. I don't know that we knew it at the time, but we decided we were going to celebrate the silly and the ridiculous news. We were going to get on the air and give people a reason to laugh. Laughter is healing. And we called the show Live Out Loud. And sometimes it would take a hard left and just go absolute haywire. It was no edit. I mean, we said whatever we wanted to. Our biggest audience was in the Shanghai, the Ixiang, I'm sorry, province in China. I have no idea why. It was a hoot. And so this was a kind of, there was a local Christian university here in South Florida in West Palm Beach that barred their students from attending the show. I don't know that it was that bad. I have to tell you, I probably blush when I think back every once in a while. That applause clip I go there is from that show. So that's how it would start out. So those were real people clapping. And there are many people who still have fond memories of that show. Unfortunately, the co-host and I are no longer friends. Life is life and things move on. But, you know, the show burned hot, you know, and then it was time to put it to rest. So after about a six-month hiatus, I decided, okay, I want to come back. I want to do travel. I want to do food. And I still want to do the metaphysical because that is a very significant part of who I am. And then I got word of the Trayvon Martin story, and it had not gone national at that point in time. And I was absolutely undone. Absolutely undone by what had taken place. And there were a number of open mics that were spontaneously jumping up in South Florida. I mean, all over Florida, actually. And I was able to make it out to two. I performed No Justice, No Peace, which I had written for so many others that had come by this end, you know. And the other day I heard someone say something very profound, and I want to share this all with you all. And it was interesting. This was not an American, but this was a foreign national. And he said, we have a legal system in this country. We do not have a justice system. And let me tell you something. I have never heard truer words more clearly, more earnestly, and more factually spoken. So when I tried to process and I did some research on what happened, and I took it to my radio show, and at that time I was on channel Podbean. And I remember when at LDC Management heard, he was a devout listener before we ever started to work together. He was a great fan and he's a good friend, and I love him. I just start giving him love already. And he called me and he said that he hadn't heard about it. And I said, yeah, man. And I gave him the links, and he was undone. So, you know, we started tweeting about it and sharing the information and reaching out to people and saying, check this out, man. Don't let this thing go by the way. But we need to be talking about this. This can't happen. It's 2012. Wow. You know? So that show at that point started a fire in my belly, you understand? And so I said, okay, it's time to go back to sharing knowledge. But here's the thing, I got out of my own way because the show started to develop into something very easily all on its own. So it was about sharing knowledge, and then it became about supporting small business, and then it became about community, because these stories that I was sharing with people were inspiring me, and people were resonating with the information. People were inspired, and it was very significant to me to watch it happen. And I was still able to talk about the metaphysical, and then we became involved with the food truck revolution, and all of this happening, and it was really so cool. And then at the beginning of 2013. We changed our vibe over to BTR, Blog Talk Radio. So when I came to a live format, I initially tried, and I say tried because I was not successful at it, I tried to fit myself into some kind of prefabricated talk show host format, you know. And after a while, I realized, I said, this isn't working for me, you know. It's a little too boxy. I feel constrained, you know, I can't go off on a tirade if I want to. And one part of my head is saying, well, you know, Cleo, you have to professionally talk. And I said, but that's not me. You know, I chat It's a conversation. You understand? And so sometimes, you know, if you ever have a conversation with me, trust me, ask anybody that loves me, I will take a hard left and digress for 20 minutes before I ever make my first point. It's a funny thing, but it's true. It is a very empowering thing to own your own shit. When you own your own shit, nobody can use it against you, you know. Think about it, you know. If you know what your shortcomings are, then what can somebody poke fun at? Trust me, baby. You know, have to learn, have to love yourself and love yourself good, you hear me? Love yourself like you're fine. Back in the day, I would have said, love yourself like you're fine, like Billy D. Williams. But most of you all are probably too young to know. I just dated myself. All right. Moving, I digress. You see how it happens? Anyway, so we started to change up the show a little bit right now. And what's interesting is that I'm a completely different host from 2008. And I have a completely different kind of resonance for how it gets delivered and how it gets put out there and what we're actually trying to achieve. So tonight, we're going to take a real easy vibe to this finale show. So the first part is going to be like a recap of the last 7 days. I don't know about you all, but the last 7 days have been some of the most surreal days that I have experienced in quite some time. And in the second half of the show, we're going to do a recap of season two. We're going to take some phone calls, hopefully some of those wonderful people that came to the table and chatted up with us are on the line and ready to chat. However, before we go any further, I'd like to take a moment to send out love to Sylvia Brown's family. Sylvia Brown, renowned, worldwide renowned medium / psychic, crossed over yesterday in Southern California. She was 77 years old. Matter of fact, she just celebrated a birthday on October the 19th. And whenever in my practice, in my family, when we hear of a crossover, we always send on the air, as we put it, a chant. And so I say that we hope, Sylvia, that your crossover is beautiful and joyous and that your family's grief is brief. All right, darlings, and we're going to come back to that a little bit later in the show, but I just wanted to do that. Also, I have to, I played Mango and Me at the top of the show, and that went out to my mommy, to my Dundun. This coming Saturday is her birthday. So happy birthday, mommy. And happy birthday out there to all of the Scorpios and to the Sagittarians. To my Scorpios, oh my goodness, it's almost over. It's okay. By the time we get on the other side of Thanksgiving, I promise things are going to start. You're going to start to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but you're going to have to stay focused, all right? But you're going to be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So what we're going to do right now, you know how on certain TV shows, they start out and they show you something and then they stop it and then they say, okay, 6 weeks ago, 2 years ago, we're going to go with a radio flashback. So we're going to go back 7 days. And so if we go back 7 days, that puts us at the 14th of November, then, and that is the day of the fundraiser. And when I was working with Levan, I said, you know, we have to have just about everything done by the 10th of October, pin down all our talent, pin down everything, try and figure out everything that we're doing, because Mercury gonna go retrograde. And we really need to be well clear of that. So Mercury went retrograde, I think 21st, 22nd. And he was like, what? And I said, yeah, man. So we achieved it. We have pinned down everything that we wanted to pin down. The date that we had for the performance space, though, we had to get it for 4 days after Mercury went direct. And that's a little close for me, but as long as we had the work done, I felt fairly comfortable. Me dance a dance so the rain don't fall. I chant a chant so everybody reach there safe and sound. We had a few obstacles to overcome because we had one group had to drop out for some kind of conflict, and then another group chose to be somewhere else. And that was all fine because you know what the blessing was, is that we had some wonderful people pop themselves right in, had Fiwi back, so we not skip a beat, you know. So there was nothing to fret about. You know, now I know that Lavani is a very meticulous man, so he was probably stressing. But see me, I was pretty peaceful, you know. Because I have to tell you, the joy that came from the Passion for Paz fundraiser for me started probably days before we got close to the fundraiser, because I had passed out flyers in my neighborhood. I live in a doggy neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? We watch out after each other. And people who weren't going to be able to make it were already dropping off dog food at the house and asking where they could bring it and this, that, and the other. And family members on the CrowdRise were donating from out of state. You understand? Nowhere near here. They have their own dog rescues there. They have their own things to support. But because this is something I was doing, they know how I feel about the power and the love and the lessons that we can take from the canines and the felines. And they were supporting, and it was really quite beautiful. You understand? It was really so wonderful. And then when I talked to the executive director, Ava Rhodes, she was quite excited. She was like, oh my goodness, this is very exciting. She loved the video that we did on the website. It just was feeling so wonderful, because I have to tell you that throughout my entire life, just about all of it, I have been blessed with to have some of the best friends that were canines. You hear me? And I'm not being trite and I'm not being cliche. I know my dogs would have given them life for me. And what I will tell you, I saw me give my life for my dogs them. You hear me, man? So they are very important to me. And when I realized that Ava was doing, this is one person who said, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to get in front of the problem. I met her when we were on Podbean, and I read her story, and I was so moved by it. And it just was amazing. So here we are, and we're coming up to it, you know, and the van's on his schedule, I'm on my schedule, you know, and we're already loading up the car with things, and we've had wonderful business, small business owners that have made great donations for the auction, and it is that we get to the auction site in Boynton Beach Arts District, and when we get there, the gentleman, Rolando Barrero, who runs it, he says, oh my gosh, one of the artists heard about this, and he sent over this beautifully framed picture with a couple of bicycles and these cute little dogs. Fabulous photo. Just donated it because he liked the concept of the cars. You understand? And I thought, my goodness, you know, it was just beautiful. When we walked up, there was my brethren, Sylvia. She's the owner of Jamaica's Best Jamaican Restaurant. She filled in for us last minute. She had the barbecue going, the jerk was filling up the night air. She had her little case full of patty. She had some oxtail. She had rice and peas. It was bumping, you hear me, man? And then Aaron from PS561, he was there with his gourmet hot dog, of course, right? Hot dog food truck, had turkey dogs, has vegetarian dogs. We keep it lovely for everybody. And you all have heard me talk about these hot dogs before. And he was there, and he had his grill fired up. It was just really amazing, and we had some serious wind, but even the wind quieted down just a little bit, so that we didn't have too much interference with the mic. And so the reception was getting ready to start at 6:30. So right, I said to Levan, I said, look, it's 6:18. We're on time, because we were both running a little bit late because there was a little bit of traffic on the highway. So I said, look, can you believe it? We're still on time. 6:20, we were doing sound check. Feeling good. I'm looking fabulous, if I must say so myself. Uh-oh. And it was a lovely evening, so the hot flashes weren't bothering a sister. So I just was feeling lovely. And then we realized that we had forgotten a table. So my lovely partner says, honey, I'll get back in the car, and I'll go home and pick up the table. I said, really, my dear? I said, love you. So she gets in the car. We live about 10 minutes from the performance space. You hear me? 10 minutes. And at one point, after about 30 minutes gone, people that are coming up are saying the traffic is a nightmare. They're saying the traffic is crazy. And so now we're looking at about 6:45. The whole thing is supposed to be starting about 7 p.m. I get the text from my partner, and she said there was some kind of five-pile ambulances all up and down I-95, just two exits before where people are to get off to come to the event, because we are literally one block west of I-95 in this performance space. So when she finally gets back, it took her an hour. I had other friends who came, took them 40 minutes where it should have taken them 10 minutes, same way. So people were still coming. So to all of you who came out, who stuck it out on that freeway and you left early enough thinking you were going to get there for a reception, so much love, so much props. So many of you, just I appreciate you so much. We had people that did text us and said, oh my God, we're turning around. You know, they shut down all five lanes of I-95 at 6:16, and they had them closed until 8 p.m., which was pretty much just what covers the duration of our fundraiser. But, you know, here's the thing. When you stop and you look, I had a dear set of friends. I don't know how much dog food they brought up just themselves as a couple. But with the people that did come out and were able to make it there, barring the traffic, etc., we collected well over 125 pounds of dog food. And so I myself personally helped Ava and a few other of us to put it into the back of her station wagon. It was quite full. We are moving, because we did start so tardy, we are moving the auction online. So all of the auction items will be available online. And now I am waiting until I am well clear of retrograde, taking the sand out of his eyes. So we will be posting that after the Thanksgiving holiday. So stay aware and stay tuned in to the Twitterverse, because we will be even tweeting pictures out of the items. We have some wonderful items that are up for auction. I'll go ahead and tease you. One of them is a reading, either in person or via Skype, with me, and that will be a review of 2014. So anybody out there who might be interested in something like that, we also have a fabulous framed acrylic 16x20 of the sexiest pier I have ever laid eyes on, and that was donated to us by LAL Art Studio. And then the photograph of the two doggies with the bicycles was done by the Jim Goodman Gallery. We also have a fabulous doggy basket for those of you who only want to give your doggies organic doggy treats, dog pack snacks. You all know we advertise for them. Deb and Coco, they donated a fabulous goodie basket for doggies, new collar, toys, designer poopy bags, some of the best treats your dogs will ever chomp into, and a few other things. So it's definitely something that you might want to look into, possibly a proper Christmas present going on there. But, you know, when you look at a lot of people would quantify everything by the numbers that showed up. But let me tell you something. Each and every one of those performers gave their heart. Much love out to Jack Airdier of the New Onion Band. Jack came out and got the evening kicked off despite some of the disruptus interruptus. Then that was followed by Mako cheerleaders and dance troupe. They came out. When I tell you, you know, here's the thing. Most of the time, people see pretty girls, you know, cheerleaders, and they think, oh, Lord God, them have an attitude. You know, them stuck up. When me tell you, these girls were as nice as they were beautiful and as beautiful as they were nice. Do you hear me? Big ups and mad love to my dear friend, Deshaun Allen, who is the choreographer for them. And when I called him to get a referral, he said, oh, no, mommy, we'll come. They came. They were delightful. The people that came with them were delightful. They rocked it out for us. And so they put together their pom-poms. And let me just say, for all of the lesbians in the house, no disrespect, but they were some lovely girls. And to all the straight men in the house, they were some lovely girls. But they sure did. They came and they showed their love, and I appreciate them so much. And then I got to give up some crazy blood clot props to Phil Ismay. Oh, my goodness. Here's the deal. This has got to be the sweetest young man. And when I tell you this is a funny comedian, I hope this young man goes far. Let me tell you something, because he's good. And he was so appreciative. He said, thank you, Miss Cleo, for asking me. He said, you know, the night that you saw me perform, the people were a little bit odd. I said, I hear you, dog. I don't know what was wrong. I thought you were funny as hell. Get out. He brought his mom with him to the event. Is that not the sweetest thing you ever heard? Brought his mom to the event. I mean, people stayed to support. These artists didn't come and do their thing and leave. People stayed and supported each other. You understand? Gotta give mad love up to the mad crew. When I say them mad, the mad crew at No Limit 3D Productions, man. They were out early. They were there. They were supportive. They were buying food, checking it out. Timing and everything, you know, we were trying to get it all good. So all of the work that they did, so much love out to you all, and thank you all for supporting us through this. Also, I got to give up some mad love, because I know a lot of you within the sound of my voice at this moment, you all know and love this man the way that I do. And I got to tell you, when LaVon and I were trying to figure out, we were moving through some DJs, you know, that we know. But, you know, sometimes, you know, when people get popular, they tend to have selective amnesia, zin. And so, me say to LaVon, cho, they can all kiss me back foot. Me know. I said, cho, email Black and see can put something together for we. We no need nothing here. We are going to take ours out of state and go to the Northeast and get what we know is wicked. So as a result, that love came from PD Radio and from Black, the Beat Therapist. Let me tell you something, brethren. That was therapy for the soul. Despite everything, the music was lovely. And everybody was enjoying it. And I so appreciate all of the support to all of you. Then, of course, you know, when we tried to broadcast the show, they didn't have Wi-Fi. We didn't check that out. That was so a mashup on our end. And so I was trying to do it from my 4G phone, but with the wind, et cetera, et cetera. So then we tried to do the show from the phone. Needless to say, that's how come the quality was so bad with the show. But we're just rolling. You understand? You got to roll with things. You can't get caught up. We were having a good time. We were, and like I said, Phil blew it out the park. And then, of course, Chelsea Mack is, and both Phil, I heard them and got to experience them when I appeared at Osceola Street Cafe in Stuart, right? And Chelsea has the voice of an angel and is a talented young woman, enough respect, family, cute little lesbian, very sweet spirit. So I want you all to wrap your head around what we did, because I got a goosebump right now, because you hear me? Because we can sit up and we can deal with the quantification of things, or else we can take it to the fourth dimension and get happy about planting seeds. You understand? Because I'm not here for the temporary. I don't do nothing on no temporary basis. You understand? Because we got artists and independent business people from as far north as New Jersey and as far south as Fort Lauderdale. You hear me, man? And we all came together. We all came together for a cause. You understand? And as far as I consider it, it is a loving cause, it's a healing cause, and it's a humble cause. You understand? It's a humble cause. Because these creatures, the kittens and the puppies and the doggies and the kitties, they have power we can't even tap into because we're so caught up in the madness. You understand? We're so locked into the matrix. But we got vets coming back from war that these dogs, they are their way of surviving. They are their way of healing. There's got to be something awful special there. So for all of you who stepped up, sent love, sent food, sent money, please know that you have become part of something so much bigger than yourself. One of my buddies, she said, man, I'm gonna go collect some money, man. I'm going to collect some money for the dog. By the end of the year, I'm going to collect some money. I was like, oh, my God, that's so sweet. We have another friend. She's like, no, I want to send something every month. I have a neighbor. She said, no, I need to meet her. They met. She used to be into dog training when she lived up in New York. Then we have another friend and my daughter-in-law. She wants to volunteer once a month. So this wasn't just for the evening. You hear me? This, I tell you, man, I'm getting ready to have a come to meet in Jesus moment. I'm going to start shouting up in here. I just know that all of the love that we put into it, we could not have even imagined what the love that grew out of it was going to look like. Because I didn't imagine all of this. You know, I didn't imagine all of this. And those of us that were there, let me tell you something. Sylvia's cooking, like I said, best Jamaican restaurant and bakery. Let me tell you something, Star. People were buying and eating PS561's hot dogs, and they were buying plates of Sylvia's food and taking it home. So those of us were there, I know that we bought food and took it home. And so it was, and at the end, I went over to say thank you to both of them, you know, because they took their time to be here, you know, to be there with us. And Aaron was just, he said some lovely things to me, and I just need him to know that those words, I will carry them with me. That is part of the inspiration. That's why we do what we do. Zim? Okay. You know how I get. I get a little choky up. But it was really special. You know, it was really special. And I have to give mad props, as always, up to LDC by LC Management. Did I do that right, LDC? There's a lot of L's and a lot of C's. I've had too much C. But he knows who he is. He's the baddest manager in the business. He ain't no joke. And anybody that can put up with me on a continuum, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm trying to make sure that I didn't forget anybody. I got a note here. I have to give some mad love out to my niece, at Dana_Hanna. Let me tell you something. You know how, and it's been talked about from what I hear lately about, you know, people who don't support. And I got to give it up to my niece. No matter what her auntie is doing, I don't give a fart if it's underwater basket weaving. That little girl supports her auntie. And I appreciate you, Star. I support you as well. So thank you, Mommy, for the donation. This is a mom with two kids in college, really. I love you so much for doing that. So we get through this day. So it's all this wild kind of lessons going on. And so we get to the next day, and now we're coming in the full moon cycle, and the full moon is feeling a little bit odd, and things are clearly, you know, burping all over the place. No matter where you go, no matter what's going on, you're just seeing weird shit happening on the news, and it feels weird. And I'm sure you all were picking it up. So get into the moon cycle, and I'm moving through this, and I'm talking to a few people about what's going on. And so my partner says, yeah, honey, she's been talking about getting a new refrigerator for the longest time, you understand? And she is an amazing DIYer. I give her mad, mad, mad props. You all have seen pictures of the kitchen. She did the DIY with the glass black backsplash. And she's very artistic, and she's great taste. And so she's been kind of eking, you know, and we live in a little cottage house, so it's not about big rooms or anything. And so she's found a refrigerator, and she had to wait for Mercury retrograde to be done. And then Mercury retrograde was done, and then she found that she'd have to wait until December, I don't know, the 15th, for this refrigerator that she wanted. Well, lo and behold, she found something for much cheaper. And she found it with BrandSmart. And so she went, she was very happy, she said, save money, life is wonderful, I'm so glad I waited, bunga, bunga, bunga. So she said, they're coming Monday morning. I said, all right. So we get out Monday morning, they're supposed to call 2 hours or an hour before them come. Well, you know, that didn't happen. But me, I prepared for that. So we have everything organized. We have the ice in the ice chest. We had just gone shopping. So I take everything out, wait for the man them to come. Well, there was no manners when they came to the door. No smile, no nothing. Come in with a tape measure. My partner said, I want to inspect the new one before you take my old one out of the kitchen. Well, he acted like she didn't say nothing. She went outside to inspect the new one. And so he's still taking out the door. I said, excuse me. She said she wanted you to wait. So he's still taking off the door. So I said, okay. I don't believe that I've slept very well the night before, so I'm a little bit ticky. So I go outside and I tell her, I said, make him pop up the bottom, make sure nothing is torn or cracked. I had a friend who just bought a new refrigerator, brand spanking new, and something was broken underneath the bottom. Lesson to all of you are buying appliances for Christmas. If they bring it in your house and they set it down and it's damaged, it's no longer the store's responsibility. Then you have to go to the manufacturer, because then it's covered underneath the warranty. My friend who bought the new one, she had to wait a month before they got the part. Just saying, note to self, see? So they take off one of the doors of our old refrigerator. They get everything hooked up and realize that there's a dent on the new one. So my partner says, send it back, and they put in. So I made sure that they hooked back up the ice line, because, you know, we have one now, the older one, had an ice in the door. And so them leave, and they were vexed that she rejected the refrigerator, right? And they were just rude. And so at one point, when she was out there inspecting before them realized that dent, my partner said, honey, he said, coño, he's fussing in Spanish. And so I could hear him. So here's the deal. I went outside and I started speaking Spanish too. How about that? Now what? Now what? You need to be careful and not assume who can speak Spanish and who can't. I don't give a blood clot how black I look. Uh-oh. So now I'm hot. I'm hot and I'm menopausal and I ain't had a lot of sleep. But I'm being good because I really wanted to do something different. You understand? So they come in and so we call. So my partner calls. Well, you know what I did? I took to Twitter. Mm-hmm. I looked up BrandsMart. I didn't say customer service. What is that? And you leave two senior citizen ladies with them. We don't have no cold water in our kitchen. They don't have no manners. Them speaking Spanish and complaining and cursing in Spanish. Right? And so I say it on Twitter. That wasn't enough for me because I'm hot now. Because my girl's hot. So that, you know, trust me, man. You ain't, brethren, sistren, you know what I'm saying. Mommy ain't happy and nobody happy. So I get on email and I email BrandsMart because I'm telling the van I'm hot. I'm like, what the hell? I'm on because he sees me tweeting. So I send an email. I lay it down. Well, they, and I said, and I'm not giving you my receipt number either because I'm supposed to get another one on Wednesday and I don't want any retribution. Well, they must have called her by Wednesday. Somebody will get the email, figure out what star. You had to click the star, and they called her. They called, they asked for me. And then, and she said, well, no, this is, and she gave her name. And they said, yes, no, we'll have one out there. Next day, you're the first delivery on the truck. We've already inspected it. Now, you would think, oh, well, Miss Cloud, that's cool. That's a lovely story. This is where it gets twilighty. They come back. They're supposed to be between 7 and noon. I'm already up. At 5:30 in the morning, that's some business to me. So we get up, then reach here a little bit after 9. We go outside. We inspect the refrigerator. They send different delivery men this time. We inspect. I'm making sure I'm being extra nice. Inspect everything. They bring it in the house. And because, quite honestly, they weren't taking their time, if you ask me. But they managed to scratch and ding this one same way. So one of them looks at me and he says, this is the one who doesn't speak the best English, and he says, call and ask for a discount. So that's when my partner, they get on the phone and ask them for a discount. And so they went ahead and they finished putting it in. Well, here is the funny part, and this is where the twilight is. I always tease my partner. You know, she's a very feminine, beautiful-looking woman, but she's the one with the saws and the power tools. I don't do power tools. Understand? I'm well beyond my power tool phase. So she does power tools. She can't do anything. She is like, man, let me tell you something. Man, do not underestimate little people, man. They are wicked. She's not little. She says she's tall. She's 5'6". I think either she's going to cough and come in the door and tell me she's 5'7". I'm not sure. But anyway, so now there needs to be an adjustment in the kitchen. Something's off. So we wind up moving two cabinets. Now, I'm a brute. I can knock down anything. Bam Bam was my nickname when I was a picnic. So I didn't mind to brute it down, but here we are, and we're in DIY. And the very thing that I did not want to have happen was the... So we are in DIY happiness, because I know she's listening to the show. So I'm not going to say anything. But it's a beautiful refrigerator. I will give it that. And by the time she got all of her discounts and efficient energy discounts, she really got a good price on a refrigerator, scratch or no scratch. So that's how the day, but I was very good because I was probably a little bit menopausal. I had the moon messing with me because we had a full moon in the middle of all of this, because I know you all saw the craziness out there on the streets. So that's how that goes. Now, yesterday evening, I'm kind of moving through work yesterday in the daytime, and I'm doing quite well, getting some research done, getting ready to start back, you know, on the book here. And I'm getting some work done, and then I go and hang out with a brethren. My girl was out for drinks and eats with some friends. And all of a sudden, my cell phone start blow up. Bingy, 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 bingy. And the person is not leaving a message. They're letting it ring 3, 4, 5 times, and then they're hanging up, and they're calling right back. And now it's getting annoying. So I'm thinking it's a telemarketer. So at one point, after about the 4th or 5th phone call, I pick up the phone. And I said, who is this? And somebody said, I am in a meeting. Me and I don't have no time to chat with you. Click. I'm in done. So this morning, me get up. I never think too much of it. And me try and dial the number back, deadpan, from my Skype number, you know. And it sounds like something that says put in an extension. And I'm like, me no know. And it sounds like a telemarketer to me. So me move on. Then about, 40 minutes later, phone start blow up. Different phone number, same area code. So now I'm getting ready to put whatever telemarketer this is, I'm getting ready to lay them down so they might not bother calling my number no more. I say, good morning, this is Cleo. And somebody on the other line says, yes, and she gave her name, and she said, from TMZ. I said, who? She said, yes, from TMZ. I'm calling... Have you ever heard of us, Miss Cleo? I said, yes, the gossip people then. This is when it gets real. Yes, wanted to know if you had any comment on the death of Sylvia Brown. Now, I had heard it in a newsflash early in the morning, and I thought, oh, my goodness, what a shame. And so, you know, here I've got these people. But let me tell you something. You would have thought this was an ex-woman. They must have dialed my number, I can't tell you how much times. You hear me? And I said, so you all just been, so I gave them a comment, and then they misquoted me. I have never met Sylvia Brown. I have seen her on television. I have seen her interviewed. I have never been to one of her events even in person. They said, oh, when was the last time you spoke to Sylvia Brown? I said, honey, I don't know Sylvia Brown personally. In the quote, oh, I haven't talked to Sylvia in a while. Lord Jesus, Lamb Divine, pilot me. Me, I don't know her. Now the poor woman on the other side, I said, Sylvia, what a lucky. My goodness. What I did ask them to do is remember that she has family. And for those of you who may not know her, you probably can't Google her, please disregard all of the foolishness. There are plenty of people out there that like to disrespect. What I do know is that Sylvia Brown had indicated and had said to Amanda Berry's mother that she was dead, and that came to the surface this year. And they asked me about that, and I will respond to even those of you who are listening to me. If you do not deal in the way or live in the way that myself does, a voodoo priestess, a medium, a clairvoyant, most of us will tell you things come through in fragments. And sometimes the information is correct, and the way that we disseminate it may be skewed. And no one is perfect. If she was perfect, she would not have been here. There have been plenty of times, and I will say to anyone, I can be wrong. The young woman on the phone today said, well, you know, how would you feel about that, Miss Claire? Certainly you've been wrong plenty of times. I said, well, check your records, honey, because I've been right enough times too, you know. But I make joke and then I laughed. But no, what was most curious, and this is what some of you may be scratching your head. At one point, I asked a young woman, I said, let me ask you something. I said, how you get my motherfucking number? I said, it just like that, you know. How you get it? Really? Seriously, man? She said, or our research department. Yeah. Anyway, it has been a surreal 7 days. And in the midst of all of that madness, I know you all heard that George Zimmerman, man. Now, I'm going to make a joke at my own expense, but you don't have to be Miss Cleo to see the right and the wrong for this one. This young man is out of control, and somewhere down the line, something nice ain't gonna happen. And it's going to be mind smacking as to how he has been allowed to walk free as long as he has. There is something so very, very, very wrong. And I genuinely believe, and I don't have any problem speaking to it, that I believe that his daddy, who is a retired judge, has spent a great deal of time getting him in and out of trouble. But his father looked like a tired man, an elder man during the trial. So George would want to be a bit more caring, I would imagine. Haven't heard much from his brother anymore. And apparently he got served with papers while he was in jail. He will be coming up for his next hearing on January the 14th. Once again, I will reiterate, because I believe that it bears repeating, that Marissa Alexander, who is still in jail, and the judge would not hear her bail hearing because he has a backlog of cases. And they put her bail hearing for January 15th, which is also MLK's birthday. Gotta tell you, feel a little jab in my side with that one, but I just thought that I would put that out there. All right, check it out. That is kind of the flashback. It has been a surreal 7 kind of days. And I'm not quite sure what to make all of it. What I am kind of tickled with is that somewhere along the way I got to a different Zen level, and I'll take it. And hopefully all of us are not giving up our power to the madness, because, ooh, it is out there swirling around. What we continue and need to continue to do is, one, to count our blessings, to hug and celebrate the people that we love and that are important to us, because we all could be living in any number of different places. The Philippines, you know, my God, we could be in Washington, Illinois, or any of those states that were hit by those horrific tornadoes. So when you close your eyes tonight, just take a moment, whatever you talk to, whoever you pray to, whatever you believe in, just take a moment and be grateful. It doesn't take much, and I guarantee you, it will put a smile on your face. Now, what we're going to do is, I want to send out a little bit of love to all of the brethren that have shown me love in this second season. I definitely had an opportunity to hang out with Little Villa Pub and Smith's the Money Kid and the New York Office Boys on the Morning Cook-Up Show, and that was a wild association. If I tell you, there are young men out there who are all about what they say they are about. They are an inspiration to all of my brethren, to Daniel J, to Black, to It's EJ, baby. I mean, you all know who you are, even to my buddy Aaron Mueller. Dougie Fresh, 6 minutes, you're on. We're going to send out some Angie Stone and Brother. Hold on.
He is my king. He is my one. Yes, he's my father. Yes, he's my son. I can talk to him, cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system. Can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hugs, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love ya, and I'll never try to hurt ya. I want ya to know that I'm here for you forever true, cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above ya. I want ya to know that I'm here for you forever. good around the neighborhood. Well, for your information, a lot of my brothers got education. Now check it, you got your Wall Street brother, your blue collar brother, you're down for whatever, chilling on the corner brother, your talented brother, and to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you. But my black brother, no, 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 no.
And this next track is going out to the Sistren in Poetry, the Wicked Poetry Society. And how could I do it any better than other than representing with one of our own?
I'm not a girly bitch, Byron Tamed. I'm not one of those girly bitches. But don't mistake it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But it's just not me. I'm just not the cookie, bacon, mushy type. I won't be in your face trying to cuddle and embrace. Yeah, I like loving, but if we don't hold hands, my world won't end. You don't have to tell me you love me every 5 seconds to try to impress me. And you don't have to wonder what I really want to say, because I'm going to keep it real and tell you exactly how I feel, because I'm not a girly bitch. Buying flowers and taking me to the movies all to try to please me, yeah, it's cool. But if you want to get next to me, take me to the gun range, build up my aim game. Let's converse on things that build the mind, and when we spend time, we don't always have to be out on the scene trying to be seen. We can kick back and chill for a bit, staring at each other as we sit and sip on a beer while we watch the game, or I lay on the sofa and you do the same, and just be at peace with where we're at. Those are the moments I won't forget, because I'm just not a girly bitch. It's a lot of shit that I put up with. I carry a load. And I may not have a smile on my face, but you never see a trace, because I'm not going to be crying all over the place. But even though my exterior is calm, you have to reach my spiritual realm. You have to be willing to dig deep within, because although my diamond shines bright, you have to uncover the hidden treasures within, because I'm just not a girly bitch. But don't get it twisted and miss it, I still need love too. And your true intentions must shine through. Because just because I'm not a girly bitch, don't mean I'm not a girl, bitch. I'll be your queen, but you have to be my king. And that's when you'll see just how to bring the girl out of me.
All right, you gotta love it. Everybody, that was at Chaz Untamed, Cressida, rocking it out. She didn't know I was going to do that, but I thought, what better way to show love to all of those amazing sisters that I have come to know, and we'll be talking about each and one of them individually. Want to send out a little bit of love here, and this is out to a crew out there. You all know who you are without identification, and we going to bring it real with the ghetto code.
The sea might remind you of the canal. Say what? The canal. The canal? The Panama Canal? There seems to be some problem in dealing with the geography of the Panama Canal. It's not really that complicated. There's a little bit of Panama over here. And then there's some canal. Then there's a little bit more Panama over here. But the Panamanians do not control the canal. You could think of it as if Amtrak came through your crib. You would at least want to know the man who was punching the ticket and have a very tight relationship with him. The sea that reminds you of the canal could remind you of a covert operation, headquarter, base, CIA, information related to C, Colombia, and assassination attempts and destruction attempts on a man whose name starts with C, Che Guevara. The sea might remind you of the Congo. Say what? The Congo. The Congo? The sea that reminds you of the Congo could remind you of how geography sometimes changes. Looking at the map of Africa today, where you see the word Zaire, you would at one time see Congo or Belgium Congo. Remembrances of this would remind you of a man who stood for African unity, a man named Patrice Lumumba. But somehow Patrice Lumumba was assassinated during a mysterious sea coup d'etat. Other things that haven't been solved and haven't been quite explained to anybody's satisfaction, like, was it Lee Harvey Oswald over there, or is it Lee Harvey Oswald over there? Was he 5 feet 8, 165 pounds, or was he 6'2", 205? Was he photographed for his passport in Dallas, or was that Moscow? Arthur Bremer, was he from Maine, Maryland, or Massachusetts? Was he captured in the Midwest or the Middle East? And if they always have a chance to photograph these people before they commit their crimes, why can't they stop them? Dot, dot, did it, dot, dot, dash. Damn if I know. But other problems we would still like to see solved, like JFK, you believe all that? RFK, you believe that? MLK, you believe that? Malcolm X, you believe that? All of this was some great big old C coincidence, or just a little bitty C conspiracy? There are two questions that concern us very much about the letter C. The first one is the CIA. Who the hell runs that organization? The second one is, who runs this country? Dot, dot, did it, dot, dot, dash. Damn if I know. Brothers and sisters, thank you very much. The First Minute Experience, the Midnight Band. Thank you. Thank you.
Like I said, if you all have not taken an opportunity to do some research on the great, late Mr. Gil Scott-Heron, I still graciously and joyously encourage that effort. The man, genius, absolute genius. All right, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm looking back at the shows of season two, and the first couple are wonderful. You know, we start out at the top of June, and it's lovely. Season two preview, and then I do a whole travel show, and then we talk about hurricane season. Now, there's one. They say, well, Ms. Cleo, you were wrong about that. Yeah, man. Well, it, no hurricanes that impacted us on this side of the planet, and so I guess if I have to be wrong, I'm all good with that. Definitely, though, what there was an increase in the Pacific. That increase has been continual now for a number of hurricane seasons. So it still makes me a bit uncomfortable, but by the grace of all that is the universe and swapping solar poles right now, we're just going to ride with it and be grateful that at least on this coast and in this area that we did move through. Jamaica got hit with a couple of storms But from everything that I know from family, everybody is good. Unfortunately, by the time we got to the end of June, things became far too real and perhaps even surreal for me personally when the United States Supreme Court picked one day to strike down the Voters' Rights Act and then the next day to strike down DOMA. For those who say they are both civil rights movements and they have to deal with people's civil rights, it was just kind of a wash, you know. Just recently, I heard a young woman speaking, a representative of the black gay community on some kind of national level, and she says, what we don't understand is that, she said, I am a lesbian, and now I have the right to get married, but I may not have the right to vote. And I do want you all, even my straight audience members, no matter what your flavor is, understand that that impacts everyone, the fact that they have struck down the Voters' Rights Act. That impacts everyone except for a white male. We cannot allow Congress to sit on their laurels and dither, and I want to say dick around with all this other foolishness before we address that. But we have short memories because the information comes at us rapid fire. And as a result of that, again, it is where that organic vibration starts to happen. And it was something that I just felt, again, a need to do and to put out there. It was part of my way of healing my hurt and my frustration with what was happening in this country. And then we did the show Freedom of Expression is Still Legal, an evening of poetry, and I went and I sought out some of Gil's older pieces and some of my work and some of Nikki Giovanni, and it was really quite, and it was on the 4th of July, and it was live, and I loved it, because I had a point clearly, and it was a very special evening, and Miss PD and Black, came on the show, and quite as a surprise to me, it was so much love. And they came on and they both delivered two pieces and, just wow. And so that next week, Black came back and I got to tell you, banging show, still one of the top 10 shows of the season. One-on-one with Black, the beat therapist, and it was just phenomenal. So if you haven't heard that show, I would go ahead and travel back. It is a wicked lovely show. We talked about a whole bunch of things. And Miss PD was so lovely to let me borrow him for just that evening. I still love you for that, star. I'm gonna keep it, keep it factual, keep it 100. And then it was under my skin, all of the things that we're talking about, all the things that we're moving through, and you get all these things, Snowden going on, all of these different things going on, still trying to find somewhere to put these emotions. And then we had the acquittal of Zimmerman. So many things going on during this season, and things that are historical. And then we started to kind of move away from that and look at some different ideas. And then we did the America and Drugs, a historical love-hate relationship. And again, wow, the information that came out of that show, really still fascinating and amazing. Then we talked about solar flares and humans and the violence and the outbreaks of violence, again, that have gone on in the last 6 months of this year. And then, we did some business stuff and tried to get some metaphysical with the whole solar flares going on and keeping folks still updated on crossover grief and healing. And that was something that I wanted to share with those of you who are going through it and letting go, because it is very difficult and it is a process. And then, you know, again, something quite dark started to happen. The ladies of the Wicked Poetry Society honored me with their presence on my show. And, you know, just to go down the list, Tammy, a.k.a. Miss PD, and Quiet Storm, a.k.a. Danica Worthy. Danica Worthy, a.k.a. Quiet Storm. I gave her that nickname. They were on the 12th. They blew it out the water. It was such a warm evolution of energy and heart and lessons on so many levels. Some lessons were obvious that evening. Some lessons came to fruition weeks and months later. And again, I am gobsmacked by the talent. I am in awe and enamored of the energy and the commitment that I saw these ladies put to a project, even though, you know, when you work in compilation, sometimes they can become interesting, and we'll leave it at that. And then we had a kick of a time, all right, did we not? All I have to say is two words, car wash. Miss LaDonna Marie Cook came on the show and kicked it up a whole bunch of notches, boy. I think last time I saw LaVan, he had a map. There were several car washes with extra room because I thought, wouldn't that be an interesting kind of business, you know? If you like to do it somewhere in Copenhagen, you have like the hoochie coochie car wash, or you know that I don't know, something romantic probably. I'm being crude, but that's all I have to say. And again, if you have not gotten out there to get her newest book, by all means, please do so. And then I have to give mad love out to a dear friend of mine, Martha Harris, LCSW, who came on the show. She specializes in counseling the transgender community. And she came on and did a really earnest, honest, straightforward, not a bunch of medical leads, and just spoke to folks, and people really resonated with the show. She is just a phenomenal individual. Spoke with her today. She is a hoot. I have so much respect for her and so much love. She's good people and she's funny. And then to kind of just put the cherry on top of a fabulous piece of cake, we ended that series of interviews with at soulsister_101, y'all know where it's V. On the book, it reads Valencia Poindexter, and that book would be Timeless Clock. Serious book of poetry, filled with heart and experience. Oh, God, and life lessons on some some pretty realistic imagery with words, word imagery, you know? And V came on and co-hosted the whole show. And boy, let me tell you, I'd ride out with her any day of the week, boy. Any day of the week. We'd be Snoopy happy dancing all over the places while we're trying to check out the latest Broadway hit. Oh, my goodness, my dears. And then, you know, the last couple of nights we were kind of doing things with the fundraiser here, there, and the other. We did have a wonderful open mic night. And, of course, we all know that Lady J Flavors, at Lady J Flavors, and Miss V tow it up, put it on the floor, stomped on it, took it outside, drug it around in the dirt, beat it down, come back in, and fold it up all over again. Yes, my dear. And then I only did it once. They did it twice. I'm still waiting for the MP3 so I can put it into my rotation. You see how me do. But ladies, let me tell you something to all of you who participated. Miss PD, she wrote something just for that evening. And you all are so much love. To Miss Divalicious, I believe also, thank you so much. And always to what a loyal, loyal heart and a loyal listener. And that is so much love out to at Austin Riva, baby boy. Try not to work too hard and make sure you take care of yourself. All right, my dears, looky here. We're going to do a little pause for the cars. We're going to get back to the studio board and send out some love to all of those wonderful small businesses that I have been, again, so blessed to know and that have been so loving. And again, they'd come out for us and they'd show us love. And so right off the top, we're going to keep showing the love to the puppies.
Dog Pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog Pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Coco tested and approved. Coco is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Coco and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at Dog Pack Snacks.
When I want to do something nice for myself, I mean really nice, I head out to go buy my favorite cupcakes from the only bakery in South Florida that does it better than I do, Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes, CWC's 2013 Best Food Truck of the Year. Treat your palate as well as your heart. At Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes, it's all about the love. You can hit them up on Twitter at Dolce G Cupcakes to find out where they'll be next. I usually find them out at the Wellington Food Truck Invasion. Hey, tell them Cleo sends her love and save me a cupcake too.
If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com.
You know, I want to tell you all something else. I want to mention a most fabulous item that will be on the auction as well, and that is a Creole Love. There is a Creole Love gift certificate on the auction, and so I'm trying to give you a little heads up for that romantic evening for Christmas or into the new year. You know, Creole Love, my girl makes the more better body butter. I'm trying to tell you, I think she is going to single-handedly in this first 2 years be responsible for a number of children in her circle. Anybody who even smells or gets entranced by the yumminess of the Creole Love body butters. If you want to visit Creole Love, go ahead and stop off at www.creoleloveproducts.com. All righty then. Let's see here. I got somebody on the line because I'm hoping to say some hellos and some thank yous to my dear ones before we get ready to sign off, because I think we probably said and celebrated a whole lot, and I just am so appreciative. But I'll wait for a moment because I'm sure that I'm not sure that Mr. Collins is coming on the air tonight. I would imagine my last show, he probably should. What do you think? Go ahead and tweet him at LDC Management and say, we want to hear from you. He's going to get me. All righty. All right, darling, you're on the line with Conversations with Cleo. Who is this evening?
You know I had to call in tonight, Mrs. Cleo. You already know what it is. What's going on? That's right. Okay. This is your side host, you know, part-time co-host, Black. How you feeling? The show has been amazing.
I'm feeling lovely, baby boy. Thank you so much for calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting here relaxing. You know, I got my little house robe on, you know, just kicking back. And then Untamed just threw me for a loop real quick because, you know, when she come on the PD radio show, her voice is all low and stuff. She kicked that poem something righteous.
Didn't she do something serious? I know she didn't.
Oh, man.
She's going to keep it in rotation, but I love. I know, girly bitch.
Exactly. Hey, you know, I got to put her on blast for now, and that was lovely. That was lovely.
I
just wanted to, you know, call up and just say how great this season has been. You know, this year has been so great, just meeting new people and being able to co-host with you and LeVan and you know, Valencia, LaDonna, Untamed. I mean, just everybody. Al King, Miss Petey, the whole gang. It has been crazy. It has been a crazy year. So I wanted to salute you and, you know, save me a spot for next season, you know.
You're so funny. Here's the deal. I mean, you and Miss PD were an inspiration as well. I mean, you two have brought so many wonderful connections, you know, to me. And you've done it with love and with insulation and heart. And I'm without words so much of the time, you know what I'm saying? And I support, and you all look here. I tell people, I'm going to be tuning into my PD radio, yo. They got it going on. It is definitely. I like to sit sometimes back in the corner in the dark.
Right, exactly. And just soak it all in. I totally understand. Dude, I totally understand. So what you got planned for your time away? I'm interviewing you now. What's going on, Cleo,
during
the hiatus?
You're so funny. You've been talking to LeVan. I actually start writing the book. And so I've got to step away and get that taken care of and get that done. And so hopefully by the time we're coming back on the show, the book will be available online in paperback as well as an ebook. We spent all that time. So that's really where most of that energy is going. You know, I'm a grandma, so we've got grandkids and, you know, the holiday time, not so much, you know me, my family loves me and my children accept me for who I am because I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't celebrate Nimrod's birthday.
Right.
So my family and my friends understand me. Okay, yeah, that's Cleo, man. Don't wish her happy Kwanzaa either, man. She'll cuss you out if you can't say it back in Swahili. So don't do it, you know, because I keep it actual, you know. But I celebrate, you know, Yema Joe's birthday, and I also celebrate the Magi. So that doesn't happen until January. So things look a little bit different in our household because we start from Thanksgiving.
Right.
And, you know, move it all the way through. So, you know, outside of that and taking a little, it's been an arduous year. So take a little bit of downtime. And like I said, the writing, you know how that can get. So I got to get head right and make it happen. So really looking forward to that. Thank you so much for asking. You're so precious.
Of course.
It means-
of course. Well, before I go, because I'm not going to hold you up, I know the queue is probably, you know, going off the chain right now. Before I go, I just want to say again how much, you know, PD Radio, we love you. We support you, you know. Come to us, you know, just let us know what you need. We got you. And, you know, we definitely try to make that trip down to FL. So, you know, let's make it happen. LeVan, get on your job, buddy. Buddy. No, I'm just playing. All right. I'm hanging up, baby boy.
I love you.
I'll talk to you later.
If I don't talk to you, have a beautiful Thanksgiving, eh?
You know it. You too. Talk to you later.
All right, B-Boy. Later, right. Man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, that was Black from PD Radio and Black the Beat Therapist. Good evening, boss. What's happening? Was I supposed to bring you on? I did that by mistake. Go back on hold. Not you. Hold on. I messed up. Okay. Hi, darling. This is Cleo. You're on with Conversations.
Hi, Miss Cleo. This is Valencia, a.k.a. Hey. G, a.k.a. Soul Sister. Not that, you know, I had to come show love, but now I'm like, okay, let Black get in there. He just didn't put the whole spotlight and shine. And, you know, that's what, all right, okay, she getting all sentimental. I can't top that, so I can agree with everything that he said. So.
Y'all, this is my co-host, Miss V, author of Timeless Scott, calling up in my Snoopy dance partner. What's happening, Doc? How you doing?
Loving this show, and I am so tickled, and oh, my God, I cannot wait. Like, I was doing the Snoopy dance when you said something about a new book. I was like, oh, I got another book to come. Yay! So I am definitely looking forward to that, and the fact that you taking time off to do it all, I know it's gonna be so.
You're
grand.
The writer. You know how that goes. You know how that goes. Yeah. You are the writer. You know, so you know that stays on a mission, boy. That stays on. And like I said, I'm still waiting for you and Lady J to get me the MP3, man.
I got you, Miss Cleo. Just for you, I got you. Are we going to get on that?
I'll do an exclusive. I'll let y'all know when the exclusive is going to roll. You know, we do it proper.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Chrissy for that drop, though. Now playing. Girly bitch, hell yeah. I ain't no girly bitch. I love it.
Not brilliant. Like I said, bless her heart, she had no idea. But I thought, this is what I'm going to pray to represent the ladies. Yes, this is perfect.
Yes.
This is perfect. And Black loved it, too. No, it is a wicked piece. It is a wicked, wicked piece. It is fabulous.
Yes.
But the family's good. Everybody's good, sweetie.
Everything's great, fabulous. You know, the holidays are coming up, whatever. So everything's good, though. I'm working,
good,
I'm writing,
good.
I'm doing what I got to do.
Good, good, good. All right, darling. Well, I want you all to have such a wonderful, you know you'll be hearing from me. I got that email. And
oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, and I love you. And hug to my little partner, Leo in crime. Because I know she
and
is
she's
fresh.
Definitely in
I know
time right now. Yeah.
Had her, honey. She must have been a mess over the weekend. I know that moon had me. Oh, my gosh. So you just have to be patient and understand her, boy, because look here, I need to go put myself on timeout.
Okay, just yes. But I just had to call and show you love, and I'm going to be right here listening to the rest of the show.
All right, baby girl. I'll holler at you later, man. Thank you so much, V. Love you, man. Bye-bye.
Love you too, Miss Leo.
Good evening. You're on Conversations with Cleo. Who am I chatting with?
Hi, it's Cleo. It's Untamed. How are you?
I'm
sitting here.
Fine.
I'm listening to the show, and I hear it, and I'm like, my mouth, I was just floored. I was floored. I just had to call up and personally just thank you for making my piece a part of your show. You know, I enjoy your show. I love it. I love it. I'm so blessed to be able to connect with you through the Twitter sphere, as you say. And I have had so many laughs and enjoyed your show, you know, from even with Black and the show with V and Tammy and Danica, the Wicked Poet Society. It's just been a blast. It's been a blast.
Yes, it has. And thank you for letting me play you in rotation. You still getting love. Folks like that track, boy.
Well, I really appreciate it. I sure do. got to try to find another one to represent the ladies, you know.
Yes, you do, y'all. Girly get working
bitches.
On it. Get to hopping. Get to hopping in the street space. Get to hopping.
I will. I just had to call up and just show you some love, and I'm listening to the show, and I'm loving everything. The recaps are amazing. Loving everything about it, and, you know, just wish you to get some rest, too, during your break.
Ooh, yes, honey,
well.
Rest sounds lovely. Rest sounds right up my alley. Well, thank you, Precious, and you have a very, very safe and a wonderful Thanksgiving, all right, baby girl? And we'll be chatting. No worries.
All right. You too, Michelle.
All right, fun. Easy now. All right, dear. All right, my dears. Well, we've come to the moment in the show where I am now, and I hope he's listening closely. And Lady J, right before I get ready to put an Adele DC management on, darling, again, like I said, you and Miss V get together, get that MP3 so that we can put y'all into rotation for 2014, because we got to keep that creativity vibration going, because that's what we're going to be doing. It's about loving and putting those kind of things in motion in the new show format. So come on, stars. Get on board and let's be part of that creativity vibe. All right. Uh-oh. Somebody. Biggie. Hold on. And good evening. Do I have you live? Good evening. I'm with Cleo. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Cleo. It's Miss PD. How are you?
Oh, hi, darling. Oh, bless your heart. You were probably busy and resting. Look at you. And you came to call me. Oh, I love you for that.
I'm never too busy for you, Miss Cleo. I just had to call in real quick just to tell you how much I love you and I admire you and all that you're doing with your show. And I take in so much from you. So I just thank you for all the positive energy that you portray to all of us. And you're just so awesome in my book. And I just wanted to call up and give you my love because I just think you're great.
I think you're great too, darling. Thank you so much. I love you. I'm going to see you soon.
Yes, you will. You sure will. All right.
Stay
I'm not going to take up your time. I will. Love you, Miss Cleo.
I love you, baby girl. Have a good Thanksgiving, and don't eat
thank
too much.
You. I will try not to.
I love
right.
you, baby.
I love you. Good night.
I didn't try and indicate that Tammy eats too much. I just know we always are talking about food and oatmeal and things. So I wasn't saying that she eats too much. I'm just we just joke all the time. So Tammy, girl, you know I love you. All right, Boss Man is coming on the line, whether he likes to or not, because we are getting ready to bring this show to a very peaceful and happy close. Boss, you're there. You're on the live. You're hot. So don't say anything you don't want a whole bunch of people to hear.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. He said afternoon.
Good evening. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm tripping. I'm on a different time zone. Sorry. Good evening.
Where are you at? I want some.
We'll talk later. How are you?
I am good, boss. Please tell me that I didn't forget anybody. Have I forgotten anyone?
Not at all. You did an outstanding job. I just have to come on myself and well, thank you. I should say thank you for bringing me on. I did want to wait till the tail end. I'm thankful. I'm absolutely thankful for this past season and the past seasons, and just watching you as a host, as a person grow, and I'm growing through all of you guys. So everyone that came on, Tammy, Untamed, Valencia, Black, LaDonna, the list goes on. I am so grateful for the different small businesses that we have actually come in contact with, and those that have truly embraced it. And most people don't realize that it's, you know, behind the scenes, it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure, and you know, just to get things right. But at the end of the day, it's all worth it. It's all worth it because of you, because of people like you, because of individuals like you that allow us to continue to grow. So thank you just for being you, and thank everyone just for being you guys. It's been an outstanding year.
It really has, and you know, Levan, we work as a team, you know, every Thursday. He's doing what he's doing, I'm doing what I'm doing, and we're making it happen, and he's brought amazing people for us to work with. And again, like I said, my education and my growth in the Twitterverse and in just things that are not what I know or that I was uber comfortable with, you know, you are never too old, nor do you ever know so much that you cannot learn, you know? And so I am appreciative for the patience, the dedication, the heart, as well as the friendships there. So I thank you. And as we get ready to close this night, we're gonna do it a little bit differently. And I know that I said that I was pretty much done making any kind of particular political statement, but I have got to do this. And so for all of the Trayvons and the Natasha Harlins that we have lost in these, and the Jordan Davises that we are losing daily, needlessly, and nobody is giving us answers, and the answers we're getting are just kind of half-baked. I will not, I made a promise, and I will not break that promise. So every chance I get, their names will get spoken, and the ones that have gone on before them, their names will get spoken. Boss, I appreciate you. I wish you a very, very, very happy holiday. And to all of my listeners out there, no matter what part of the country you're in, and no matter what holiday you celebrate, I want you to enjoy your family, enjoy your life, celebrate every minute, and create every moment. And with that, my dears, I bring season 2 to a close, and this last song dedicated to all of the young ones that have gone
I
before.
Made a promise to the memory of a young girl who changed my life forever. This piece is the fulfillment of that promise. No justice, no peace rang through the streets long before we heard of Rodney King. No justice, no peace rang through the streets long before we knew anything about Rodney King. A tragic manifestation of ignorance peppered with fear and racism. A woman with so much pain would have to ask, what have I done in my past? The price seems too high. First my daughter, and now my grandchild. Why her? What did she do? So young, only 15. No gangs, no drugs. My baby was an honor student. She said my baby was stealing, thought she was in a gang. She said she was afraid for her life. But soon Ja Do is the thief, because she stole my grandbaby's life. She never had a chance. She never saw it coming. No matter how you tell it, the video doesn't lie. It's a hard-known fact. Latasha was walking away, headed for the door. And she shot my sweet Latasha in the back. The year Latasha was born, Soon Ja Do left her home, headed west, toward the fabled land of milk and honey, and streets paved with gold, to live the American dream, raise her children, spoil her grandchildren, and quietly and graciously grow old. Mm-hmm. Best laid plans of mice and men, a sad and strange irony. Justice never served. Nobody wins. Voluntary manslaughter with a 10-year sentence in a California state prison. But Judge Joyce suspended it, replacing it with 5 years probation and 400 hours community service. Latasha's grandmother cried, no justice, no peace. Jackson, Sharpton, and the mayor of Compton joined their voices and shouted, no justice, no peace. All to no avail. The appeal was heard, but no change occurred. As for Judge Joyce, she was reelected in 93 with more than 50% of the vote, sending a clear message. Kill a black child. Go to trial. Get convicted. Let him go.
8 days later, the verdict came down not guilty. The LAPD four were going free. And the videotape didn't lie. It was clear they beat the shit out of Rodney King that night. And the country cried out, no justice, no peace, from South Central to Oakland, Chicago to Detroit, Seattle to Miami. Voices rang out loud and clear, no justice, no peace. Fire lit up the night. Black smoke colored the sky, blocked out the sun. The streets ran red, gunshots rang out overhead. And when daybreak came, they thought it would stop. But this went on for 3 days. The police retreated while the city burned, from South Central to Koreatown to Hollywood and Vine. The governor declared a state of emergency, imposed a 3 p.m. curfew, and called out the National Guard. The City of Angels was burning, and the politicians were running out of time. They called a press conference hoping to change the tide, calculated, desperate, and contrived. Can we all just get along, is all Rodney could say. Everyone laughed at the weak attempt. Nothing changed, but they tried. Until men in camouflage with AK-47s rolling four deep, military Humvees. L.A. no longer resembled a city where angels lived, but more like the playground of Lucifer, littered with broken glass, burned-out shells, a scarred and bloody vision of its former self. And Rodney got $3.8 million for his suffering and pain. LAPD-4 got a slap on the wrist, but no one remembers her name. Latasha Harlins, repeat it so you don't forget it. Remember her sacrifice. She gave her life. No choice of her own. Her sacrifice was not in vain. Or was it? No justice, no peace. But it's happened before and it's not fair. It's not fair, they cried on June 23, 1982, when Vincent Chin died the day before his wedding. It's not fair, they screamed, when Vincent Chin was murdered, leaving his fiancée a widow before she became a wife. It's not fair, he murmured with his last speaking breath before he slipped into a coma, before he quietly slipped away, leaving his family to mourn his death. On June 19, 1982, in a burb of Motor City, the home of Chrysler and Ford, 4 days before the I do's, Vincent Chin had a bachelor party. Have some fun, make some noise, and throw back a few, waiting for the girl to jump out of the cake. Little did he know he was attending his own wake. In a mutated vision of true Americana, Ron Evans bashed in Vincent's skull with a Louisville slugger. And it was truly a family affair, but this was no game. Nitz, his unemployed stepson, was right there. Father and son pled guilty to manslaughter and received a slap on the hand, 3 years probation and a $3,000 fine. Murder without punishment, murder without conscience, conviction without prison time. No justice on a local level, somebody call up the feds. Clearly a violation of Vincent's civil rights. We're not going away, not before we put up a fight. And much to this country's embarrassment and dismay, 2 trials later, a change of venue, Nitz and Evans were acquitted of all charges, allowed to walk free, allowed to see another day. Lily Chin won a civil suit, ordering Evans to pay $1.5 million to Chin's estate. But he was too slick, sold off all his shit and fled, allowed to hide free, allowed to live another day. Ignorance is a dangerous weapon, more lethal than a loaded gun. True, Evans delivered that fatal blow, but racism killed the Pan-Asian son. Japanese cars outselling American ones. Unemployed auto workers blame the Japanese or anyone who looked like one. A soon-to-be newlywed, his memory lives on in his mother's tears. But Vincent is dead.
economics and ignorance, a violent and unpredictable pair. It's not fair. But it's happening now, and it's not right. It's not right, they protested in 1999 when two young black men were killed on a South Florida highway. The weapon? An intoxicated FBI agent going the wrong way. 90 days in jail, dodging a 30-year sentence. White, black, or brown, this shit didn't make no sense. It's not right, they demanded in January 2006, as a boot camp nurse looked on while a young black boy is choked until his body went limp. All caught on tape. Lies were told, but the cover-up was blown. Seven former guards and one nurse have garnered the good old manslaughter charge. The politicians grimaced and frowned. This could be a problem. Their solution? Shut all the boot camps down. And from past experience, we all know manslaughter in a case like this is just murder in disguise. We'll have to wait for the trial to hear the new lies. It's not right, they cried November 2006, when a young black man lost his life before it began, in a hail of 50 gunshots from undercover cops on the morning of his wedding day. It's not right, they shouted, when Sean Bell was gunned down, leaving his fiancée a widow before she became a wife. It was a bachelor party, just him and two friends, out to have some fun. But the police said they saw a gun, which was never found. Things went bad in the Big Apple on that fateful night. On that fatal night. We're not going away? Oh no, not without a fight. They marched on one police plaza, 1,000 voices strong. They marched on Fifth Avenue, 40,000 voices all shouting, this shit is wrong. 3 out of 5 cops indicted for the familiar manslaughter charge. First degree and second degree, respectively, so says the grand jury. Deja vu, I've been here before. Deja vu. Vincent Chen, 27, June 1982. Latasha Harlins, 14, March 1991. Maurice Williams, 23, and Craig Chambers, 19, 1999. Martin Anderson, 14, January 2006. Sean Bell, 23, November 2006. Remember their names. Tell their stories. Don't let time sweep them away. Don't let their sacrifices be in vain. A frightening deja vu. If we're not careful, we'll be reliving April 29th, 1992. And they all cried those words we've heard before. No justice, no peace, it's not fair, it's not right. We're not going away, not without a fight. Thus the chapter ends, and hopefully the lesson begins. History repeating. You have been listening to Conversations with Cleo, live Thursday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for sharing your evening with me, and I hope to see you back here next week. Visit me at conversationswithcleo.com or hail me up on Twitter at RealMissCleo. And remember, 50% of the people aren't going to like you. So spend all your time, your heart, and your energy on the 50% that do. Peace.